It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along, you know that we're in chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. And I spoke about how that we are to please God and not man. Well, in the sense that we do please man, and once we're hired as a servant or as one who's getting wages, we're to please that boss, and we're not to serve that boss with just when he's watching us, but we're to do what we're supposed to do in order to earn money. I don't want to use the term legally, but properly I'll say that we are to work for what we have. And I also spoke about studying the Word of God, how that we are to get into the Word of God, and we are to let God lead us and help us to grow in the grace and knowledge. I talked about being spiritually anemic. That means that you need something. You need to be lifted up. You need to be strong in the Lord. And the way we do that is by studying the Word of God. I once had a friend of mine, and he asked me, he was serious. He said, when you get up to preach, do you study? And I said, well, yes, I do study. He said, well, when you get up there, do you open your mouth and let God fill it? Well, I knew immediately that he was misquoting a scripture, that he was thinking about a scripture in the wrong way. Psalm chapter 81 and verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Well, this is where the friend of mine, he thought that that meant that we didn't have to get into the Word of God, or that I didn't have to get into it in order to be able to preach, in order to be able to teach the Word of God. I just had to open my mouth, he thought, and God would fill it. Well, that verse in the book of Psalms is not speaking about the Word of God. It's speaking about actual food. And God, yes, God does fill my mouth. I sure have enough things to eat, and God supplies my food for me. And this is something that I have not had to worry about, that God takes care of me and he supplies what I need for my sustenance. It's not speaking about how that you open your mouth and God fills it with the Word of God. You must get into the Word of God and study the Word of God in order to be pleasing to God. Let God lead you and be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Well, we get back to the book of Ephesians in verse 6. And we read there, and we continue on, it says, not as men pleasers. Well, that is if serving or working was the main object to please men, that shouldn't be that way. The object should be rather to please and honor God. That's the way we should approach any kind of position or job that we have in this life. No matter what it is, we're there, and we should realize that we should work to please God. Well, how to work? We are to work. It says, it goes on to say, but as the servants of Christ. That's the way we should view our job, no matter if it's in the secular world or if it's in the realm of serving God spiritually and physically. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 22, it says, for he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. So it makes no difference what area and what part of life you're in. You are a servant of Christ. Well, we who are saved are to serve. No matter in what way, we are to serve as the servants of Christ. And how is that? Doing the will of God from the heart. Well, God requires diligence, commitment, conscientiousness, submission, and obedience in whatever place in life we are. It makes no difference where we're at. God wants us to be obedient. He wants us to give it all we've got. We are to provide acceptable service to God when, in regard to His will, we perform the services that are required of us in the place of life where we are, however lowly that may be. Have you ever been to a place in your life where you said, oh, Lord, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? Why am I having a difficult time in this job or this this position that I'm in? Have you ever had that? Have you ever thought that way? Well, God allows us to go through certain things in our lives that we would be actually drawn closer to Him. And He wants us to realize that everything that we do, whether it be in a job, no matter what it is, God wants us to know that we are His servants, that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we saved people are bound to Christ's service by the great claim of redemption. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, it says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We belong to God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as God's redeemed, we are to remember that man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, according to 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. See, the will of God is and should be our great standard, and our daily prayer should be, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, in heaven it is done. How? From the heart. 1 Samuel 16, 7 says this, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature." In other words, don't look at the man, because he says, "I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." You see, it really doesn't make any difference to me how good looking you are. It doesn't matter to me how ugly you are. It doesn't matter to me who you are, but it matters to God. He sees your heart. He sees you. And I pray that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ today. First, you have to be born again. Trust Jesus as your Savior. And then, as a saved person, you need to surrender yourself to Him. And you need to consider yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to get that in your heart and in your mind that you need to be working for the Lord. And working means you're a worker. Work, work. Get into the Word of God and let Him lead and guide you. You may be in a position that you may not know what to do next. You may be looking for God's will. Get into the Word. Get into the Word of God and let the Word of God dwell in you richly, the Bible says. And in order for that Word to dwell in you richly, you must get into it and you must study the Word of God. Well, we move into verse 7 of chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. And you see, verse 6 speaks of serving. We just left that. And verse 7 adds to that, we are to serve. Well, we've been talking about working and doing things, but Ephesians 6, 7 says, with good will doing service as to the Lord. There it is again. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Notice that term, with good will doing service. Now, if we're doing service with goodwill, in other words, doing it for the right reason, then we are doing service that surely comes from the heart. In other words, you can't force this if you're doing something with goodwill. Every saved person should be serving God with one thing in mind, doing good for Him. Now, we should serve the Lord not grudgingly, but with a spirit of goodwill to those in need. And in studying the book of Ephesians, we certainly see the Lord emphasizing service to others. Did you realize that? I don't know what you're doing in life if you have a secular job. No matter what you're doing, you're to do it as unto the Lord. And as we serve others, we see God emphasizing this. We see the Lord emphasizing service to others. We serve the Lord not grudgingly. We're not to begrudge that person. Sometimes we start as if we're working in a secular job. Some people get this idea. They start feeling a grudge against the boss. They start feeling that the boss, you know, he's working them too hard, or he's not doing this or doing that. He's showing favoritism to somebody else. Well, we're to serve the Lord not grudgingly, and that means serving in the position that we're placed in. We're not to begrudge where God has placed us. And we need to realize, Galatians 1:10 says, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men?" We're not to seek to please men. It says, "For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." No matter where we're at in life, no matter what we're doing in life, we are to please the Lord Jesus Christ because we are His servant. And if we seek just simply to please men, don't look at the boss as simply a man, but look at it. Now, don't look at him as God, for sure. Don't look at him as Christ, but look to Christ and look as if you're serving Christ. You're doing what God wants you to do. You're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing honor and glory to Him. Well, we read in the Gospels of Luke and Matthew about the birth of Jesus. And you say, well, what's that got to do with what we're studying here? Well, let's look at it. Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." You see, we as Christ followers need only to substitute Christ by faith in place of those who have the charge over us. When we place Christ first, we cannot go wrong when it comes to serving others. God has placed us here to do a job. And I believe that the first thing that He gives us to do is to take care of this place that we live in. Now, all that doesn't mean about the greenhouse and all this. That doesn't mean that the world's coming to an end because of the atmosphere and because of man. That doesn't mean that at all. But God has placed us here, He's given us common sense that we are to take care of what He's placed us here to do. And I see that in the Garden of Eden, after Adam sinned, He said, "By the sweat of your brow, you're going to work. And by working, you're going to sweat. It's going to be different for you from now on because you disobeyed." In other words, God was telling Adam, "You will sweat by your brow. You're going to sweat. You're going to work." So God has given us, from that point on, the responsibility of work. We are to work. We are to do what God wants us to do. And we are to do that in order to survive. If you're in a job today and you are really down and you are really discouraged, you need to get on top of the world. And I keep reminding you, first thing you need to do is get saved. And you as a saved person, you need to look to the Lord and ask Him, "Lord, remind me daily that I'm working for You, that I'm Your servant, that I'm to take care of the things that You would have me to do. And Lord, I know that one thing that You would have me to do is work as unto You, as Your servant." Well, God loves you right now, and He wants you to come to Him as Lord and Savior. If you've never trusted Him, the Bible is plain that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into this world to give everlasting life to anyone who would call upon Him. And you need to call upon Him. You need to trust Him. And the Bible uses the word repent. That means to have a change of mind that you know that you can't go to heaven your way and you've decided to go God's way. And that is the only way to heaven, by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.